The Psalms are fantastic collections, which in many ways capture the reality of our human experience. And I suppose that is why many people are always drawn to the psalm. They like the psalm because from the beginning to finish, each psalm increasingly evokes our reality, our existential challenges. And for those of you who are aware, you know, we meet every Sunday from 10:20 a.m. to about 10:50, 10 minutes to 11 for prayers in the vestry. And what we are committed to doing is reading through the psalm. And so every Sunday morning, we read the psalm. And the psalm we read this morning, Psalm 17, I think I'm right. I didn't want to say it while we were praying there because that would have preached the whole sermon for the day. And that would have meant preaching two sermons. But you can see the reality of our human existence and experiences contained in the psalm. So the psalm expresses the feeling, attitudes, and interests of many individuals. Psalm 1, as we read today, is more or less an introduction to the whole of psalm. Because in this Psalm 1, you can see the themes, the different themes that emerges as you read through psalm. It opens with these words. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mocker. Blessing here does not necessarily refer to a new house, exotic vacation trips, a new car, having many children, or being a fan of a winning football, rugby, or a golf club. When this psalm talks about blessing, it refers to wholeness. It refers to harmony. It speaks of joy and peace, the peace we have with God and with others. This psalm again describes the path and lifestyle of the blessed. The blessed does not stand in the way of sinners. And these words are really important. Standing. Standing means something different from walking. So to walk is to keep moving. So you keep moving. But to stand is to stop and engage. So when you stop, when you stand, you stop and engage in a conversation. And so the blessed man or woman does not get comfortable in the sinner's way. Again, the psalm says that he does not sit in the seat of mockers. The word seat means to dwell, to remain, or abide. It emphasizes a settled state or condition. But sadly, for many Christians today, this is the state they belong to. Mocker is a word that means to ridicule. It refers to one who is actively engaged in putting down the things of God and his word. I will find this again in popular media where Christianity, the faith, Christ, God, his kingdom is trivialized. The blessed delights in the law of the Lord. And on his law, he meditates day and night. He finds joy in God's law. In fact, last Sunday, we're talking about teaching, and we're talking about how we engage the word of God from a loving attitude. When you love someone, you want to hear the person speak. When you love someone, you want to read the person's email and letter. Sometimes you go back again to read letters of 10 years ago. Because of love, it reminds you of relationship. And so if we love the Lord, then we'll delight in his law. We know that God's word provides answers for life, for marriage, for work, for speech, for raising children, for worry, for anger. It also provides guide on how we can handle temptation. God's word is new every morning, and the righteous meditates on it, just like what we find in the cow, how the cow chews the cud. And as I was taught in biology, the cow has at least, you know, has some compartment in the tummy. I needed to check this with fervor, but I couldn't before this service. But I still remembered I was taught that in biology. So if I'm wrong, I'll refer you to my teacher. And you can travel to where I schooled and ask my teacher who taught me that. And so the cow goes out in the morning, grazes on the grass, and then when it gets hot in the middle of the day, she lies down under a tree and begins to chew the cud. So the cow regurgitates the grasses it had eaten earlier on and then masticates it. She goes over it again and again. And that is really what we can use to describe meditation. We go over what we have read and heard again and again. That way, we are building up our faith, our confidence in our Lord Jesus Christ. The second way of life described in this psalm is a way of wicked living. And I'm sure many of us in our life journeys would have encountered people we describe as wicked, heartless, unfriendly. We would have seen many of them in our life experiences. People who don't give a damn to whether you are alive. As long as they are happy, every other person can go to hell. You may have seen people like that. Verse 3 and verse 4 say that whatever the blessed man does prospers. Now, this is not like a blanket, you know, a blank shake for you to fill in. This prosperity is drawn on confidence from God. And of course, we know that the righteous sometimes suffer. But because there is this connection between us and God, even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil. Because the Bible says in Romans chapter 8, from verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? It goes on to list items. And it even says that death is not capable of separating us from God's love. And it ends by saying that in all this, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For the wicked, our lesson says that they will not prosper. But those who are blessed, who meditate on the law of Christ, they will always be fresh, vibrant, and fruit, and look like fruit that bears fruit. But the wicked are like chaff that will be blown away with the wind. Today is All Saints Sunday, and it's a Sunday that comes immediately after the All Saints Day. In many Western churches, 1st of November is always seen as All Saints Day. For many Protestant believers, they seem to easily confess their uneasiness with this event because they tend to think that it is the worship of the dead. Again, they also remember the excessive veneration of saints that took place within Catholicism before a Protestant Reformation. And so they tend to be hesitant in recommending or even involving themselves in All Saints service. I would like to say to us today that we need to remember that we owe gratitude and thanks to God for all those Christian people of every time and place who have gone before us. And as I was preparing and praying for today's service, I was reminded of many people who have been involved in my own life, people that eternally I'll be grateful to, people who believed in me, who encouraged me during the days, my days in Sunday school, and one of my Sunday school teachers who always come for me and take me to the Sunday school. He prayed for me, he believed in me, he taught me, and I owe so much thanks to him. And there are so many people along the line who have been a part of our journey. And so our Christian formation is not something we can claim to be our own. It is something that we owe to many. And for many of us who have been in St. John's for many years, or maybe been in other churches of Scotland, or other churches for many years, I'm sure there are many people you would have encountered growing up as a young person to see how they taught you, how they impacted on you, the kind of examples they set for you, which in many ways is helping you as well in your own personal journey. And so in the service of this nature, we sit back, we pause a little bit to give thanks for these lives. In doing that, we are not worshiping the dead. We are simply saying thank you to God for the gift of these persons. We are not simply talking about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all that. We give thanks for all of them. But we also give thanks for our parents, our grandparents, our uncles, our brothers, those who have challenged us in our journey of faith. This season and our scriptural reading reminds us that the way of blessing is the way of righteousness, which involves avoidance of worldly wisdom and worldly actions. It entails pursuit of intimacy with God through His Word. On this Psalm Sunday, and on this very important day that Holly Susan Finley is baptized, and on this All Saints Sunday, may our response to God be that we do not walk in the ways of the wicked, but instead delight in God's word. Amen.